He's gay, right?
My dad? Yeah.
Yeah, it's hereditary.
Boom.
Big old queer.
Runs in the family.
It skips a generation.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it does not.
So it goes my dad, then Stav, who's technically my son because I fuck his mom.
First of all, you guys only kiss and she jerks you off. She told me you're lying about fucking her.
What? Yeah, because I destroyed her pussy the first time. It's now inside out.
So it's inoperable?
Yeah. There's caution tape all over it, like a badass comedian's debut album.
Wrapped around his mouth?
Yeah. Around the mouth, baby.
Yeah. It's, dude, I went there's to a guy in Baltimore that used to have that as a headshot.
Shouts out Tommy Sabazo.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Tommy with the caution tape. I actually fuck with Tommy. Yeah,
Dana's like first paid show or first book show or whatever.
We were both on that show, yeah.
Was with a Tommy Sabazo show, so at her mom's house, there's like a Tommy Sabazo poster on the fridge.
That same poster's on my fridge. That was one of my mom kept it and fucking put it on the fridge.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
My mom did that. I featured for Ryan Stout in San Antonio, and that was like my first like out of town feature paid gig being put up in a hotel or whatever. And my mom just printed out the website, so it's just like a picture of Ryan Stout. There's like a listing of the show. My name's not even on. Like it says also appearing Nick Mullen at the bottom.
That's cute, though, that she printed it out.
Yeah. Now, she has that and like my GED in a drawer.
You got a GED?
Yeah, I do.
Whoa, man. When did you drop out of high school?
Like the beginning of my junior year.
Wow.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it was, like, clear that I was not going to finish.
Yeah. You know? It was pretty clear I wasn't going to, but I somehow just did. I
powered through?
I bullshitted my senior project. Like, I bullshitted a lot of stuff, and I made it.
Oh, I never did any work.
Yeah.
I mean, like, ever.
Okay.
It was never, I think it was clear when I was in, like, fifth grade that I was, like, not going to go.
You were just a kid who literally never had his homework.
Yeah, I just never did. Because it's like, there's no consequence. Yeah, right. Just like, you fail. I'm like, all right, okay.
Yeah.
Dude, am I going to be held back a grade? And they're like, nah, you just get to continue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They did that in Maryland. They started doing that.
They stopped holding people back.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I would still be in third grade if they...
Do you know that guy, Dominic Leonetti? What is his name?
Dominic Leonetti, yeah. Some Italian guy, you know.
Dominic... Yeah.
He's a comedian, man. I'll look up his name. He fucking learned that, like... The special classes didn't have homework. And he pretended to be special.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All right,
Dominic Leonelli, dude. Look up this guy, man. Yeah. He has a video on YouTube where he's like talks about it. He's like, yeah, man, I just fucking noticed that like they weren't doing a lot of work and they like watched a bunch of movies. So I started acting retarded. And I was in the special class like for all of high school.
Salute, dude.
Salute to
that
him.
That rules.
It's the most dedication I've ever heard in my life, dude.
A lot of
it must rule to be mentally retarded.
Yeah, you know?
You never.
Just if you get the good all kinds. Day, you never do any work.
Yeah,
you
if you get the good
when you're 32,
a lot of them are.
You get to fuck one girl and then they execute you for killing her.
Yeah.
Rick Perry kills you.
Well, some of them get the bad kind where like they're scared all the time, you know.
Oh,
where it's like, like, you know. And I wouldn't like that one, but like,
no, you want the happy one.
The happy, like my wife works Yoo-hoos. With special people, and they there was that's probably not what you call
that's,
them
yeah,
special
it's not
people.
But because that's what I mean. Like any term you use, and this is kind of
it
like
doesn't
a,
work
mentally disabled.
This is like a trait point. But any term you use, the problem is that you're using those words to describe somebody that's like not equal. I'm sorry, like you. Everybody's equal in terms of like you shouldn't be an asshole to them, but like. They're not, they're just, it's like a deficiency,
right.
And
yeah.
Their life is never going to be a normal life. I mean,
yeah.
It's
yeah.
Just, well,
yeah, yeah.
I'm sure
yeah.
A lot of them can be, like, pretty functional, but, like, people are going to associate those words with somebody that has a fucking deficiency, and it's going to become an insult no matter what,
yes.
Every single
it
time.
It has a shelf life.
Yeah.
Like, all the words that we think are funny, like, saying mongoloid literally was... Doctors used to say that shit. You know what I mean? Like,
well, even special needs when I was a kid.
Funny.
It's like, what is this guy special? I mean, it was Carlos Mencia's whole act.
Right.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
God, man. Yeah.
That's a good ass bit.
Give that, that's give a good
ass bit. Just literally making a retarded
noise.
Stole
it from Joe Rogan.
Yeah. What if that was the bit Rogan was mad about? I did the gung, 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 gung bit.
Yeah.
But there's this dude at my wife's work that every time he sees anyone, he just says, "Can I get a yay?" And then you got to say yay, and he goes, "Hell yeah." And that's like his whole life.
That guy rules.
He just collects yay.
That's just a, just a black man.
Yeah, he's not retarded at all.
He's in the staff.
Oh, I'm sorry, but your son is black.
Can I get a yay? Hell yeah. Hamburger.
Your son is, like, your son is profoundly black.
Profoundly black would be like a good woke hip hop, you know, name.
Yeah.
That's gonna be someone black. Special. Yeah. That's gonna be someone special.
Like an early 90s, like Afrocentric hip hop.
MC
group.
Profoundly black.
Yeah. Oh yes, bitch.
Hell yeah. Damn. Well, they have song titles that are like "Why Come," you know? It's like, "Why come the government got symbols on the money? Why come I can't get a job?" You know? That was like a good type of song. The just listing
just the
problems
questions.
As questions.
The question songs?
Yeah.
Well, you're talking about that who's that? Who does that song?
Jadakiss.
That Jadakiss song. Jadakiss, yeah, we talked about that already.
Questions.
Right.